This is Peter Pan. Every day when school is out, reach up on the shelves, grab that jar of Peter Pan, and treat yourself.
Peter Pan Peanut Butter presents Sky King. Today, the Lady Sheriff. In the early morning darkness, the Flying Crown Ranch is surrounded by headlights from cars and jeeps. Overhead, a plane cruises slowly, flashing a searchlight back and forth over the bleak prairie. And a strange rider brings her mount to a halt in the foothills, overlooking the ranch house.
Whoa, Indian boy, whoa.
Strange rider, indeed, an elderly woman. Astride a ridden-out palomino, dressed in elaborate Western clothes, and in her belt, two pearl-handled six-shooters, studded with diamonds. She scans the countryside, smiles, then wheels the weary mount down toward the ranch house when suddenly several riders come out of the darkness.
There she is!
Now,
as swift as lightning, the majestic old lady's hands reach for the diamond-studded six-shooters and...
Ah! Look out! Take cover! Spray and land!
Get up, Indian boy! Get up!
She got away. Hit two of her men, Trent.
They're all right. She won't go far. Come on, she's heading for King's ranch house. We got it surrounded. Let's start riding! Come on!
This guy.
Were you making all that noise, Sheriff?
Have you seen a rider around here tonight?
No. Been asleep, Sheriff. This racket woke us up.
Our men are searching the stables and barn, Sheriff. Huh? Had her trapped in the hills back there, but she shot her way out.
She shot her way out?
Winged two of my best men.
Sky, this is going to be hard to believe, but it's Lady Alice we're hunting.
Lady Alice?
But, Sheriff, there must be some mistake.
That's what I thought, too, Sky. But there's a statewide alarm to be on the lookout for the lady.
You bet there is. She's run out with $60,000 worth of diamonds. My diamonds, and I aim to get them back.
Who is Lady Alice?
A walking legend, honey.
Yeah, she's one of Arizona's earliest settlers. She's been sheriff of Flintridge County for half a century.
Yes, and a corking good sheriff, too.
We could have trapped anyone else with roadblocks, but not Lady Alice and that palomino of hers.
Oh, I can't believe it. The law hunting down Lady Alice, why, she's as honest
as... I'll tell you how honest she is, King.
And who are you?
Name's Trent. I staked out a diamond claim and went to Flint Ridge County to get stockholders to put up money to mine the claim. To show my good faith, I gave my diamond samples to Lady Alice's security. And look what happened.
The lady always was crazy about diamonds, Sky. Those diamond-studded revolvers and...
Maybe, but she wouldn't steal diamonds, Sheriff.
She must have an accomplice somewhere, Sheriff. Couldn't hope to get away with this alone. And she was heading for the Flying Crown.
Look here, Trent. I don't know why she was heading here, but I do know Sky King, the most honest man alive.
Hey, and sir, if you... Come here, quick!
Well, they found something in the stable.
Oh, something or someone. Come on.
Should string her up for this.
Sky, if Lady Alice is mad, I want cover. She shoots straighter than a porcupine quill.
Ah, here we are. Right in here.
Well, I'll be.
Two men.
And they're tied and gagged.
Sheriff, these are mine, then. Whoa, do something. Don't just stand there.
Easy, Trent. Help me to ungag these men.
Here, I'll give you a hand, Sheriff.
Stole this from the back. Beyond that stall where the guns are.
You fool.
Get out there and signal my plane to land.
Okay.
Sheriff, she's got a fortune in my diamonds, and she's getting away.
It's almost daylight, Sheriff. The lady can't go far on a horse. Between Trent's plane and the Songbird, we should be able to stop her.
Good idea, Sky.
Penny,
yeah?
Go warm up the Songbird.
Yeah, sure.
I'm starting after her on my plane right now.
I won't believe this until Lady Alice tells me herself, Sheriff.
I know, but...
Scott!
Huh?
Scott, come look in this store.
What is it, Clipper?
Look, Sky, a palomino.
Hey.
And it isn't one of ours.
No, it isn't, and it's been ridden hard.
That proves it, Sky, that proves it. I'd recognize Lady Alice's palomino anywhere.
Hey! What's Penny doing to the Songbird?
Why, she's going to take off.
Look out.
Gracious sakes. Taking off in the dark like that. Almost took the stable with her.
Sky, someone was with Penny. I couldn't see the face, but the hair was snow white.
Lady Alice.
Sheriff, you and your men stay in contact with me by radio.
Check.
Jim Clipper and I'll follow the Songbird and the Flying Arrow. We'll use radar till daylight. Come on. We'll find out where Lady Alice is making Penny flyer.
Songbird calling the Flying Arrow. Songbird calling the Flying Arrow.
It's Penny on the radio.
Here, I'll get it. Come in, Songbird. This is the Flying Arrow. Over.
I'll take it, Penny. Hello, Sky.
Hey, it's Lady Alice, Sky.
This is Sky King, Lady Alice. What's wrong?
You see that mine on Rocky Bluff? Well, Penny and I are going down there. Got any guns on that flying machine of yours besides your six-shooters?
We have a 20-millimeter cannon in the nose.
Good. Keep us covered. That's all.
Hello. Lady Alice, come in, Songbird.
What's wrong, Sky?
Oh, they cut me out.
Sky, that mine on Rocky Bluff hasn't been worked in years.
Well, I'll be a two-toed lizard. Look, men are working down there. Looks like a beehive.
Hey, Penny's landing on the flat cliff just below the bluff. Hey, they must be going the rest of the way by foot.
Circle over again, will you, Clipper? There's something strange about that mining camp.
Sky, Trent's plane is closing in on us. Huh? Funny he hasn't contacted us by radio.
Hey, Sky, ain't he coming a mite too close?
Ooh, Jim's right. What's the matter with them?
Maybe the radio's out of commission. Looks like they're trying to give us some kind of a signal.
Yeah, look, there's Trent waving his arms from the controls.
Keep her steady, Clipper, till I can make out what he wants.
Hey, Sky, Trent's man is opening the cabin door.
He's got a machine gun.
I'll take the controls, Clipper.
Sky, we're hit. We're going to crash.
We're out of this dive, Sky.
I don't want to, Clipper. We have to land fast.
Real fast. Sky, we're on fire.
Hence, overlook the fact that a jet plane can crash land a lot easier than a piston-driven plane. Keep our landing gear up, we'll level off and slide in on our belly. No propeller nose us over.
Sky, we can't level off in time.
Oh, but we have to.
Hang on. As soon as we hit, grab that fire extinguisher, Clipper. Get out and spray the plane.
Oh, after all these years in the saddle, this is how I'm going to be thrown.
Fire's out. But the Flying Arrow sure is going to need some repairs before she flies again.
We're lucky that we don't need repairs.
The greatest landing ever, Sky. It was almost a crash instead of a crash landing.
Trent obviously heard us talking to Lady Alice over the radio, and he doesn't want us covering her. Let's get up Rocky Bluff in a hurry. Penny and Lady Alice are in for trouble.
Trouble? With all those people we saw working up there?
Jim.
Huh?
I know now what was so strange about those figures we saw from here.
What's that, Sky?
They weren't moving. Not one of them ever moved.
What?
You mean they all...
Blocks of wood that look like men from overhead. Come on. Our feet are the only means of transportation we've got. Let's start using them.
Yep. Hey!
Behind these rocks, quick.
Sky, what in tarnation is going on around here?
Trent's landed on the same cliff as the Songbird. He's cut us off from reaching Penny and Lady Alice.
But why, Sky? What's so mysterious about this old diamond mine up on Rocky Bluff that he's trying to kill us?
I don't know, Penny. We've got to help Penny and Lady Alice. And there's only one way to get to Rocky Bluff now. And that's to go up there shooting.
Say, fellas and gals, when you've been in school or out playing all day, I'll bet that you get home about as hungry as a starving giant, don't you? Now, I don't know what giants do when they get hungry, but here's the smartest thing that you can do. First of all, make tracks for that Peter Pan jar and fix yourself a whopping thick, wonderful-tasting peanut butter sandwich. Just slap it on extra thick. You know, Peter Pan is made of specially selected fresh roasted peanuts that are just bursting with extra good flavor. They're ground up extra smooth and packed right away before any of that wonderful fresh roasted peanut flavor can escape. And then, Peter Pan's special vacuum-sealed jar top locks that flavor in for sure. Oh, man. That's why Peter Pan's always so smooth and fresh. Doesn't get stale or stick to the roof of your mouth. That's why it's always got that really swell peanut flavor. Right down to the last tiny smidgen way down there in the bottom of the jar. Yep, just you take one bite, and you'll know why Peter Pan's the favorite peanut butter of wide-awake guys and gals all over the country. And don't you forget, gang, Peter Pan's a real good energy food, too.
It's loaded with the extra pep, the extra energy that you need to be a real top-notcher in games and schoolwork. So why not ask your mom to bring you some home tomorrow, huh? Then next time that you're kind of hungry, fix yourself the tastiest treat in the whole wide world. A sandwich made of Peter Pan, America's favorite peanut butter. Now back to Sky King in The Lady Sheriff. Now, minutes later, Sky and his friends are attempting to scale Rocky Bluff under fire. Penny and Lady Alice walk across the old mining camp toward a shaft leading deep into the bluff itself.
Oh, golly, I'm worried about Sky. The flying arrow was on fire.
If I know Sky King, Penny, he'll find a way to land that there flying contraption. Right now, we've got important work to do.
Hey, you mean that Trent is pulling a fraud?
Oh, sure as shooting, Penny. I smelled a rat the minute I laid eyes on him. That's why I brought Trent's diamond samples with me. Check them against any diamond-bearing rocks we might find here in the mine.
Oh, but if those diamonds are real, why would Trent give them to you to hold?
To fool the investors, Penny. Hey, $60,000 exchanged for several hundred thousand dollars from selling stock. Coal casket gives us time to finish here.
We're going down there.
The only shaft here not caved in. Come.
Can't we take this rail car to home?
No. And the dirt looks
no.
I haven't. I've never seen that day when Keaton couldn't take care of himself. Let Keaton take care of himself. Let Keaton move up.
More moves, Sky. We'll have them on the open bluff. They won't be behind the rocks.
No, I think they've caught on to our tactics. Stay here, Tupper, and signal Jim to pepper away from where he is. I'm going up around him.
But, Sky, behind them is open clearing. They'll see you.
Trent's placed blocks of wood up there so it'll look from the air like people are working on the bluff. I'll come behind one of those blocks.
Okay, but be careful.
I will. I'll start banging away at them so they'll stay down while I go up and wait for my signal before you and Jim move on.
All right, wise guys. Here's a little payment for shooting down the flying arrow.
Oh, gee, but this is spooky. With all that loose dirt overhead, it must be dangerous down here.
Yeah, it is. That's one reason they quit mining here over 20 years ago. Hold that light steady, Penny. I've got to see this.
Wow. Are those diamond rocks? Gee, just look at them.
Yeah, there's diamonds in them, all right, but not diamonds like Trent was showing around for samples. These are low grade. Call them industrial diamonds.
Well, you mean to say the mine is worthless?
It ain't worth much. Industrial diamonds are used for precision instruments, like in that their watch you're wearing.
Oh.
Not enough here to make it worthwhile to work the mine.
Yeah, but where did Trent get the real diamonds he left with you?
Well, most likely he got them from a big robbery in New Mexico about 2 years ago, and we'll prove that next, now that we know this mine's a fraud. Come on, Penny, let's settle out of this mine shaft.
Not so fast, Lady Alice. You're going out of here all right, but not the way you planned.
Trent!
Don't reach for those diamond-studded six-shooters, Lady Alice. I have the draw.
Sky's on his way here. He'll fix you.
Yes, Sky King is on the way here. Only we'll be ready for him. He won't fix anyone but himself.
That Sky from the other side. He made it. Open up, Jim.
Right. We show these rattlesnakes a thing or two.
Okay, I give up.
Hold it, Jim, Clipper. Put your hands up down there.
Okay, just don't shoot.
Come on, Clipper, let's move in.
Careful, Jim. That's the only one, man.
I'm just waiting for those other polecats to stick their heads up.
All right, where's Trent?
I don't know. He and Butch weren't back there someplace.
Who is this guy?
Well, whoever he is, he better tell us where Trent has gone and tell us quick.
That's all I know. I fly the plane for Trent sometimes. Honest, mister, give me a break.
Yeah, we'll give you a break, all right. Here, Clipper, some rope I took from the Songbird. Tie him up good.
Right.
That's the idea.
There. That ought to hold him for a while.
Good. Now let's go into Rocky Bluff to find Penny and Lady Alice before Trent does, if he hasn't found them already.
Ghosts are coming. King of the Spales, right across the clearing for the mine shaft.
Good.
Let him come.
What are you planning, you no good lizard?
Easy, Lady Alice. Watch your blood pressure. We're not going to hurt him.
Well, you better not.
Come on. Lend this coat here. When they pass here, you push these rocks supporting a big slab. And down it goes across the shaft. King will never get out.
Not one word out of either of you. But everyone gets hurt.
Lady Alice, what are we going to do?
There ain't nothing we can do now, child. Not with that gun pointing at us. But I want you to know, Trent, you are under arrest.
Get a load of the lady sheriff, Trent. She's arresting us.
Right. Here they come. Remember one word out either. They get mowed down right where they stand.
I only see two of them.
Old man's missing. Probably left him at the top of the shaft. We'll take care of him later.
Quiet. Think they're down here, Sky?
Well, they must be. Careful around this bend here.
Can't get any lower.
That's funny. Shouldn't be far from the bottom of the shaft.
Not a sound or a light any. Wow. What was that, Sky?
Come on. Let's go back and see.
Sounded like it was right around this bend here.
Yeah.
Golly.
A slab of rock. Right across the shaft.
Sky. Sky. We're trapped down here.
Tarnation was all that racket down there.
Put your hands up, old man.
What? Trent.
I'll take that gun.
Penny, Lady Alice, what happened?
They caught us down in the shaft, Jim, and they've trapped Sky and Clipper down there with a big slab of rock.
Why, that dirty varmint child.
You'll just stay where you are, old man.
Don't worry, Jim. Someday we'll catch up with these crooks and we'll give them a real lesson in justice.
Well, Trent, we've got the diamonds and King's not going anyplace. What will we do with this kid, the old lady, and the old guy?
Don't you call me an old lady, you string bean with ears.
Quiet, you. We make it look like an accident, Butch. This old rail car here. If we released a brake, gave it a push down the shaft, what would happen?
Happen? Well, I'd be traveling a mile a minute before it hit that slab of rock in the shaft. Anyone can figure that.
Yeah, anyone can. Come on, folks. In that rail car, quick.
Why, you...
Don't, Jim's got a gun.
Get in there, all of you.
You'll pay for this sooner than you think, Trent.
More likely we'll collect, Lady Alice. Collect lots more money from the ranchers to invest in Rocky Bluff. Here, Butch.
Yeah.
Hold the diamonds and keep them covered while I give this car just the push it
needs.
Let's jump. No, no, sir.
The sides of the shaft are too close. Then we're going
too fast to jump. But when we hit that rock, we'll push it right through on top of Sky and Clipper.
Penny, Lady Alice, get behind me. At least we'll have some protection.
But, Jim, we'll hit that slab of rock going over 50 miles an hour. We'll all be killed.
You know, gang, there's always one kid in every crowd who can keep going all day long like a hot rod racing car roaring down the track with the throttle wide open. And there's really no secret about it either. All that you need to be one of the top-notch kids in any crowd is lots of energy. And Peter Pan peanut butter gives you the kind of bodybuilding energy that you need. Why, sure, every time that you bite into a wonderful-tasting Peter Pan sandwich, you're loading up on the extra strength, the extra pep that makes you shine in sports and schoolwork, too. You're getting the kind of extra food energy that lets you go at full speed all day long. And another reason why Peter Pan peanut butter is America's favorite is just that it tastes of doggone downright delicious. It's got all of that real rich, nutty flavor of fresh roasted peanuts. It's so smooth it spreads like magic. So fresh, it melts in your mouth. And Peter Pan's special jar top seals that flavor in, so it stays fresh and smooth right down to the last bit in the jar. Yep, the best way to make sure of having plenty of energy is to make sure there's plenty of Peter Pan peanut butter in your pantry. There's smooth Peter Pan in the red top jar and Peter Pan crunchy peanut butter in the green top jar. So, why not ask your mom right now to bring you home a jar of Peter Pan tomorrow, huh? It's America's favorite peanut butter. And now back to Sky King and the Lady Sheriff. Jim, Penny, and Lady Alice, the fabulous Lady Sheriff of the Old West, are forced into a rail car on Rocky Bluff and are sent hurtling down a diamond mine shaft by Bruce Trent, a man working a diamond fraud on the ranches of Flint Ridge County. Meantime, at the bottom of the tunnel, Sky and Clipper are trapped behind a huge slab of rock that Trent has used to block the shaft.
Sky, what's that?
Hey, sounds like a rail car coming down those old tracks, Clipper.
Sky!
Listen.
Sky, that's Penny.
She's in that rail car. Jim and Lady Alice are probably with her.
They'll be killed.
And the rock will be pushed back to crush us.
Get away from that rock, Sky.
Get back, Sky, get back.
Please, Sky.
Jump and junipers, they're almost here.
Clipper, quick, use your gun. Shoot over this rock into that soft dirt on the ceiling of the shaft.
But, Sky, another 30 seconds.
Do as I say, Clipper. We might knock down that part of the ceiling. That way the car will have a cushion before it hits the rock. Start shooting.
Sky, what happened?
I think it worked, Clipper. I've moved the rock some. I think we can slip by now. There.
But where are these guys?
You're all right, Jim. Here's Lady Alice and Penny.
I knew you'd come through, Sky, somehow.
Oh, I've never been so thankful for dirt in all my life.
Me too. Might never wash it off. How did you do it, Sky?
We shot at the soft dirt in the ceiling. It fell.
Them varmints are getting away, Sky. And the diamonds they got were taken in a robbery in New Mexico 2 years ago. I'm sure of it.
That's all I wanted to hear, Lady Alice. Come on, Clipper. Let's get after them.
How are we going to stop them, Sky? With our six shooters?
No, we'll stop them with the Songbird.
They're starting their takeoff. You're taxiing right toward them.
Hang on, Clipper.
We're going to hit them.
Not if I know Trent's courage. He'll turn away into the bluff.
Look out, Sky. We're going to hit
They turned. Trent turned into the bluff.
Oh, I thought he would, but it was a pretty close squeak.
Look, Lady Alice, Jim, and Penny are over by Trent's plane. And Lady Alice has those diamond-studded six-shooters out.
She sure has, Clipper. Lady Alice never misses. Trent won't cause any more trouble. Hang on, we're landing. Well, Lady Alice, have your prisoners in tow?
Yep, I got them, Sky. Thanks to you. Neat bit of nerve work I've seen there. Feel years older just watching it. Which makes me near 100.
Oh, Sky, you came so close to Trent's plane that I closed my eyes.
Mine ain't open yet.
Well, Trent and Butch better keep their eyes open and see all the free world they can while they can. Because for the next 30 years, all they're going to see is four prison walls.
So once again, Sky King wins out in his constant fight for justice. All of the grocers of America who sell Peter Pan peanut butter help make this program possible. Peter Pan outsells all others. It's America's favorite. Right, Peter Pan?
Right, Mike. Tell your mom to look for me in my bright green dress on the Peter Pan peanut butter jar.
Sky King. Written by Dick Stenger, Sidney Renthal, and Fran Van Hartesfeld. Features Earl Nightingale, Burl Vaughn, Jack Bibbins. Mike Wallace speaking. Listen Tuesday to Sky King and the Mark of El Diablo.
Kids, if you live in a television city, check your newspaper this weekend for time and station of the new Peter Pan television show for kids. Peter Pan's Magic Slate. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.